What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, hey, Eagles fans, how are y'all feeling about your coach, Nick Sirianni, today? Do you still want him fired today? Do you still want Jalen Hurts traded as your quarterback? Is that how we're feeling today, or are you guys feeling pretty good? I'm sure you're feeling pretty good since the Philadelphia Eagles are now Super Bowl champions. But it's just something that I've found of great amusement all season long. The Philadelphia Eagles fans are the worst fans on the face of this planet, always have been, always will be, and they prove it time and time again. And this season proved exactly why, because these assholes have been complaining about their team all season long. They've been one of the best teams in all season long, and guess what? Now they're Super Bowl champs. So what are you entitled little bitches having to cry about? Not a goddamn thing, because you won your second Super Bowl title in what, like the last like 6-7 years? So congratulations to the Eagles. I will say the game ended up going the way I was hoping it was going to go. I wanted it to be a Philadelphia Eagles ass kicking because I really did just want to see the Chiefs get their ass kicked. We never get to see the Chiefs get their ass kicked. So it was nice to see that happen. I mean, like I said, it's really difficult for me to root for the Eagles. That is the one and only time I have rooted for the Eagles and probably will ever root for the Eagles. And I actually rooted. I was cheering for them. Every play they made, I actually was cheering for them. So I did it. I did it, guys. I made it through, but back to hate today. But the Eagles, they got the win 40-22. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, that's pretty hilarious because she has a song called 22. I guess they weren't feeling 22 yesterday. Although the 22 points is very fugazi because, it should have been 0 points because, they really only scored those 22 points in garbage time, basically. But for the most part, Eagles came right out and absolutely dominated the Chiefs in the exact way they were supposed to. As a matter of fact, this defense, they ended up getting, they were the MVPs. The entire team just played fantastic yesterday. They played perfect football, basically. There was only a couple of mistakes from the Eagles. Other than that, they played about as flawless football as you could against Patrick Mahomes. They made sure he wasn't able to get outside, get any of those crazy runs he tends to get. But I mean, this defense, the entire defense was the MVP of yesterday's game. They had 6 sacks on Mahomes, 2 interceptions, a forced fumble. They had a touchdown, and it was just absolute domination by the Eagles. And then on the offensive side of things, they were able to just keep it moving. Just about every drive, they were able to get into scoring range. And it just was not even a close game, really, at all, in any way, shape, and form. The Chiefs were frustrated from the start. And, you know, even in the back of my head, I was thinking, you know, there's still a possibility they could come back. But you could just see the way the third quarter was going, that it just was not going to happen that way. That the Eagles, they just kept their boot on the throat the entire way, did not give up. And they ended up getting the win and getting the Super Bowl and preventing a three-peat from the Kansas City Chiefs, which is fantastic because, to be quite honest, I was sick and tired of hearing even the word three-peat. Leading up to yesterday's game. So it was nice that we got to see somebody else win it for once. Whole new cast of characters, even though it was the Eagles. Jalen Hurts ended up getting the Super Bowl MVP. He had a great game. He was extremely efficient when he needed to be. And he didn't do a whole lot of running, but the runs that he got, they were perfect. They were what they needed. He went 17 for 22, 221 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and 1 rushing touchdown. And just an overall excellent game from the Philadelphia Eagles. I will say the Kansas City Chiefs defense actually was able to hold Saquon Barkley in check for the most part. He had a pretty quiet game, but even so, he was able to break through on the all-time leading rushing mark for the season. When you include the regular season and the playoffs, he surpassed Terrell Davis. I mean, it was just a flawless game, really, from the Eagles. Just great game from them and terrible game from the Kansas City Chiefs. I do also want to mention, you know, we now are at the point with Patrick Mahomes in his career where you could kind of start talking about him in the Joe Montanas and the Tom Brady category. And after yesterday's showing in the Super Bowl, And if you include his other loss against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, those were not good games at all. And yes, the terrible games for Mahomes are few and far between, but even in Tom Brady's Super Bowl losses, he did not perform that terribly. As a matter of fact, he has the all-time passing mark with over 500 yards against the Philadelphia Eagles in a loss in the Super Bowl. So even in his losses, he wasn't terrible, whereas Mahomes, that was an absolutely dreadful game for him. So when you put the checklists up next to each other and you have to go, well, this guy's better because of this, that, and the other, well, the game that Mahomes played yesterday kind of does not put him anywhere near Tom Brady, unless he gets 8 rings. And of course, if he gets 8 rings, well, then boom, you're up there. But there's plenty of time for Mahomes to kind of still work on that. But it was pretty hilarious to actually watch them just get their asses handed to them. And now we are on to the 2025 season, which I've been already on to the 2025 season for quite some time because I'm a Cowboys fan. So our season was kaput like back in week 4. So I've been ready for the offseason for quite some time. So we've got the draft combine actually coming up in a couple of weeks. Free agency is going to get started here. And then, of course, the draft and all of the off-season shenanigans begin here in the next couple of weeks. So even though the Super Bowl just ended yesterday, it is now full force head on into the NFL offseason. And it's looking like Kellen Moore, he's going to end up being the last signing for a coach. The New Orleans Saints, they've kept their spot open, obviously, for somebody. He has not officially signed yet, but I'm sure he's doing a little bit of celebrating after he won the Super Bowl yesterday with the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, moving on to another sport and the top 10 NBA power rankings for this week. We have, it's pretty similar to how it's been the last couple of weeks. Not a lot of movements, especially up at the top. But I will say one team is really, really starting to surge, and they are a previous champion, and this is a team I kind of feel like nobody wants to see surging, and they are getting going right now. So let's start off at number one, who remains number one, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Overall record of 42-9. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. They're also on a 5-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks, the Phoenix Suns, the Toronto Raptors, and the Memphis Grizzlies. So not only are they getting wins, but they're getting quality wins against some good-ass teams here. And they did get Chet Holmgren back this week as well. So expect them to, I mean, they've already been flying high. The Oklahoma City Thunder have been the top team in the league for pretty much the entire season. SGA has been holding it down. They got Hartenstein back about a month ago, and he's really been fitting in. And now they got Holmgren back. So I kind of feel like the second half of the season is going to be all Oklahoma City, and they're just going to continue to get better as the season goes on. And I feel like they're going to get better defensively, and they're already a good defensive squad. But now that they got Holmgren in, I expect them to really actually start dominating the paint and just adding a whole new dimension to this already stellar squad. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Cleveland Cavaliers. Overall record of 42-10. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Boston Celtics, but got wins over the Detroit Pistons and the Washington Wizards. This is just another team. Oklahoma City and Cleveland have been the two most consistent teams all season long. Oklahoma City, it's been all SGA, and they've been had the battle through the injuries. But Cleveland has actually been fantastic. Mitchell, Garland, and Allen, they look great. And they look really well on the defensive side of things, which has been their issue over the last couple of years. So offensively, stellar, but defensively is getting better each and every game. And they're taking out good teams. Even though they lost to Boston, they still are a good team. And I expect them to be one of the top squads heading to the second half of the season. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Memphis Grizzlies. Overall record of 35-17. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the San Antonio Spurs and the Toronto Raptors and lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is another team where nobody's talking about them at all. I don't think a lot of people are really understanding how good they are, especially in the paint. They really absolutely dominate the paint. The two teams that dominate the paint the most are them in Houston. Those two teams, when it comes to rebounds, they are really difficult to keep up with, both offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds. They take care of business. But also Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr., they have been just carrying this team offensively. And then Zach Edey, he's having a fantastic rookie season, and he's getting more dominant in the paint as the season wears on. And this Memphis Grizzlies team is just, nobody's talking about them, but I kind of feel like you really got to pay attention to them, because they are really making waves and they're really beating good teams. And they are just dominating the paint like no other. Then at number four in my top 10 NBA power rankings, the team that I believe is playing great basketball and is surging and that nobody wants to face, the Denver Nuggets. Overall record of 34-19. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they're currently on a 6-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the New Orleans Pelicans twice, the Orlando Magic, and the Phoenix Suns. Jokic is averaging a triple-double a game, so he's doing what he do. Westbrook, he's also just adding in what he does. But Jamal Murray, he is just, boom, taking off as the each and every week. He just gets stronger and stronger, looking like the old Jamal Murray. And then Brown, he's a young guy who he started to make a name for himself actually when they went on their NBA Finals run a couple of years ago. But now he's taken on just this really nice role where he just comes in as a role player and just makes the plays that he needs to. And I just look at this Denver Nuggets team. They're getting healthier. They're getting stronger. They're getting better. And Jokic has not lost a step. So you really got to watch out for this Denver Nuggets team. Then at number five on my top 10 NBA power rankings, I have the Boston Celtics. Overall record of 37-16. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, lost to the Dallas Mavericks, and then beat the New York Knicks. Jaylen Brown, man, he's starting to get going now himself. He is out for tonight's game, but he's had a very up and down season. But the last couple of weeks, he's really starting to look like the old Brown and really starting to dominate the way he used to and really starting to score points and take over games. Just what the Boston Celtics need, because they have had their up and down moments, even though they're still one of the top teams in the league. They really need Brown to continue to be consistent, or else they're going to start to fall behind, because Cleveland is no joke, and they look like no joke because they keep on winning. And their records even say it all. I mean, Cleveland's 42-10, Boston's 37-16. I mean, that's how far ahead Cleveland is right now. And even though Boston got the win over them this week, I still think Boston needs to play a little bit more consistent basketball if they want to keep that, if they want to at least have a shot at the number one seed, because Cleveland's got that locked down right now. Then at number six on my top 10 NBA power rankings, I have the Los Angeles Lakers. Overall record of 31-19. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games and on a 5-game winning streak. And we haven't even seen what Luka can do. He's actually supposed to make his debut tonight, which is super exciting because I am a Lakers fan. But this past week, they did take out the Clippers, the Golden State Warriors, and the Indiana Pacers. They've actually been playing great basketball the last couple of weeks, which is very shocking because even before the trade, Anthony Davis was injured, and usually we play like shit without Anthony Davis, and we were actually playing well. Then LeBron, he's having a fantastic year, but in the game against the Pacers, LeBron did not play, and Reeves went off. He had 40-plus points, but it wasn't just Reeves. It was just the whole team actually played great offensively. They played great defensively, and the Pacers are no joke either. They're actually a good team, so it was really shocking to see, even without LeBron, we actually look like a pretty decent team. So very excited to see what happens here when Luka debuts on Monday. Now, I still would not consider them a championship-level team. I'm obviously going to have to see what happens as the season goes on. But definitely excited to plug him into this team that's already actually winning, actually playing a lot more consistent basketball, because my issue with them is that they just kept throwing up stupid threes for no reason, and they're actually now finally playing team basketball where they actually pass the ball and actually think about their shots rather than just throwing it up. Then at number seven on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the New York Knicks, overall record of 34-18. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Houston Rockets and the Toronto Raptors and lost to the Boston Celtics, and they got smashed by the Celtics. That was just not a good game from them. They got completely demolished in the paint in this one, and it just was not a good showing for them, and that's just not what you want to see. But overall, the Knicks are one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference defensively, other than that Boston Celtics game that they just got demolished in. Overall, they are a really good team. They are battling through some injuries right now to some of their key players. So that's probably playing a part as well. But they still are a good team, but need to step it up and not get smashed like they did against the Celtics. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings, just when I started to believe them in them, they started to tank. And that's the Houston Rockets, overall record of 33-20. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games this past week. They were on a tear of losses. They lost to the Knicks. They lost to the Brooklyn Nets. They lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Then lost to the Dallas Mavericks, but then got a win over the Toronto Raptors. So they just are not playing good basketball at all right now. And those are just bad losses, especially to the Brooklyn Nets, since they're one of the worst teams in the league. Just not a good run for the Houston Rockets. But like I said, I started to believe in them. I've had questions about them all season long. And then once I finally start to put some faith in them, that's when they start to tank. But they are in the Western Conference, which is a very difficult conference to be in. And like I said, the Denver Nuggets are on fire right now. Then, of course, you got the Oklahoma City Thunder up there. And then now Luka's just been traded to the Lakers. So that could open up a whole can of worms in the Western Conference. But I still think the Houston Rockets are a good team. I still think they're going to be, obviously, a playoff contender, because I don't really see them falling off. It's just probably one of those, down times in the season for them headed into the All-Star break. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Minnesota Timberwolves, overall record of 30-23. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Sacramento Kings, but got wins over the Chicago Bulls, the Houston Rockets, and the Portland Trail Blazers. Anthony Edwards, he's having a great year so far, averaging 27 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, and 5 assists per game. So he's doing it all, and now he's finally starting to get help. Rudy Gobert has been very on and off this season. He's actually now finally starting to play some pretty good basketball. But I'd say the reason why we haven't really been talking about the Timberwolves for the most part is because he just has not been doing what he normally does in the paint. He's actually, he's won the Defensive Player of the Year multiple times. So I'm not sure where his defense went this year. I kind of felt like the Timberwolves were going to lose a step without Karl Anthony Towns. And then, of course, Julius Randle, he's had to deal with his injuries as well. So that's been an issue for the Timberwolves. But they do seem to be getting a spark going and kind of starting to gel now. So we'll see if they can actually get it going. But they are in a tough division. And, Oklahoma City at the top and then Denver right behind them. So Minnesota's got quite the hill to climb. And then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings this week, I have the Indiana Pacers. Overall record of 29-22. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Utah Jazz, lost to the Portland Trail Blazers, beat the Clippers, and then lost to the Los Angeles Lakers. Siakam and Haliburton are just having, they're starting to play the way they're supposed to. I mean, the Pacers, they started off the season very quiet, and Haliburton was just not looking like typical Haliburton, but now both of them are starting to get going. Siakam right now is averaging 21 points per game and 7 rebounds per game. So he's really starting to get going. Halliburton's only averaging about 16 points per game right now. But defensively, they're starting to look good. Offensively, they're starting to get going. And we'll see if the Indiana Pacers are able to get going and be one of those legitimate Eastern Conference teams to hopefully make a playoff run here in the second half of the season. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.